With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. People in Missoula and the Bitterroot Valley are facing another evening of potentially strong winds after a storm last night blew down trees and power lines and left thousands without power. The National Weather Service says winds in excess of 60 miles per hour are again possible tonight, especially in the Bitterroot. Thousands of people remain without electricity as Northwestern Energy crews from across the state have been called in to help restore power. A company representative says that people in the Linda Vista and Miller Creek neighborhoods could remain without power for another day. For the latest forecast, go to mtpr.org/weather. People from Kalispell to East Glacier are reporting a huge smoke plume this afternoon from the Thompson Creek fire inside Glacier National Park. The fire was first reported Sunday and quickly grew to 1,900 acres. Now the Park Service is saying the Thompson Creek fire has nearly tripled in size to an estimated 5,500 acres. Tony Bynum is a photographer in East Glacier. He was tweeting photos of the smoke plume from Looking Glass Road at about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
The fire is blowing up. Like, it's impressive. If you look just to the north, the sky is purple and almost black in places. It's rather dramatic.
The Park Service says a Type 3 management team is using a contain and confine strategy on the fire, but this time is not sending people in to fight the fire on the ground due to remote, rugged terrain and a lack of safety zones in the area. The latest update on the other big fire in Glacier, Reynolds Creek, estimates its size at just over 4,300 acres and 67% containment. Go to our website for the latest fire news. The federal government is suing the owners of a mine near Lincoln, where members of the Oath Keepers group have gathered. U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter filed the civil suit in federal court in Helena today. The complaint claims George Kornick and Philip Napo, owners of the White Hope Mine, have blocked access to public lands by illegally opening a road, cutting down trees, and building a garage on the site. The two miners are disputing the Forest Service's claim that they no longer have a valid right to mine the land for gold. They've drawn members of the Oath Keepers group to Lincoln. The Oath Keepers is a constitutionalist group that vows to keep the federal government from committing unconstitutional acts such as seizing weapons or land owned by private citizens. Many of its members are veterans. The suit asks the court to stop the mine's owners and their supporters from blocking access to the mine site by Forest Service employees and the general public, as well as forcing them to remove the unauthorized building unless the two sides come to an agreement that allows them to resume mining. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on a pending matter. The Oath Keepers spokeswoman has not responded to a request for comment, and Kornick and Napo have unlisted telephones. Public school students are required to be vaccinated against chickenpox and whooping cough by October 1st, and a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana caravan is touring the state to connect families with free or reduced-cost shots. The Independent Record reports Brian Haynes runs the caravan and says the service has helped people get over 1,400 vaccinations since it started running in 2014. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.